For a couple of decades now over at Readout Elementary School, well, maybe given a little break there during COVID, but Dr. Seuss has been celebrated on his birthday because of what he has done to instill the love of reading in our young people, our future. Sharon Hale brought that to Readout Elementary School. And Sharon, you've been doing this for a very long time. Now you're dressed as the Cat in the Hat. Anybody wants to see what you look like, they can go to RadioKenai.com and download that photo, right?
Absolutely, and I actually kind of convinced the kindergartners this morning that this tail grows every year on this day, and then when I go to bed tonight, it will disappear.
Like Pinocchio's nose, right? It gets longer.
Pretty much.
So where did the idea come from? Why did you want to do this?
You know, a couple of decades ago, I'm not really sure. I just know that I really, really love Dr. Seuss books, and I certainly love to read and to read to kids, and it makes me happy. I think it makes them happy. It just happened.
Now, I did read the story of Tar Baby and Brer Fox, but only old people would remember that story. So it was brand new to these kids, first time they've heard of Uncle Remus, and I love reading that story. But let's talk to some of those kids right now who are here. No, do you want to talk to me? Can you tell me your name?
Morgan.
Morgan, do you like to read?
Kind of?
Is it fun when you kind of imagine what the characters are like? And when I was reading about Brer Fox and Brer Rabbit today, did you kind of see him in your mind?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
I guess.
Do you like school?
Sure.
Those eyes say yes. They're twinkling. What's your name, son? No, he's going to shake his head. He's scared of microphones, too. What's your name?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all shaking. If this is a scary thing. Anybody not scared of microphones here? Can you answer the hard questions like, what grade are you in? What grade are you in?
Sixth?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Cody.
Tommy, what's your favorite story?
I said Cody.
You said what?
I said Cody.
Oh, you said Cody. Okay, Tommy, I'm glad you said Cody. Well, you think I'm just old and hard of hearing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it is. What do you like best about sixth grade?
Math.
Morning math, huh? And I'll bet you like nap time, don't you?
No.
That's, well, I had to wake him up, see? What's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella, do you like to read?
Sometimes.
Now, sixth grade is kind of a watershed. I mean, you're going from elementary school now on into middle school and then high school and all of those things. Does it get kind of scary looking to your future and what you're going to be doing?
Kind of.
Kinda. Do you have any idea what you want to do when you grow up?
No.
Me either. I'm still thinking about it. What's your name?
Stormy.
Say it again.
Stormy.
Stormy. It is a little stormy out there, isn't it? Is spring ever going to come?
I don't know.
I have a friend named Spring, and then I have another friend named Summer. I like hanging out with Summer because it's usually a lot warmer. So you guys are about ready to go on spring break, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing?
I don't know.
The hand goes up. What are you going to be doing?
Video games. No Fortnite.
Definitely. Oh, no cross-country skiing or hiking or anything
like that? I just want to play Fortnite. I just want to get to level 200. I just want to finish the Battle Pass.
Okay. Here's another hard... What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Jen.
Mrs. Jen's?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's close enough?
I guess.
You got great blue eyes, dude. Those are fantastic. Okay, there it was. It was the time to celebrate the Cat in the Hat and all of the costumes and all the stories that were written by Dr. Seuss over at Readout Elementary School. Sharon, you going to keep doing this in the future?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, but it's not that I don't love it.
Well, maybe you can come back just to do Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Maybe I could.
Now, Sharon, if you really, because we've talked about retirement before, and if we go to that dreaded R word, we will come back and talk about all the things you've done here at Readout over the years.
I'll be there for you.
So on behalf of the kids who are now adults in the 20 years or so that you have been here, thank you for making school and reading fun. I'm Merle Sikorsky over at Readout Elementary School with the sixth graders, returning you to that Cat in the Hat sound of KSRM.